All right, strap in, everybody. Today we are going deep with some of the biggest, well, players in tech and finance right now.
Yeah.
We're talking, of course, you know, those household names,
right?
Amazon, but also some up-and-comers that you might want to keep an eye on.
Yes.
Like SoFi.
Yes.
And Marathon Digital.
Absolutely.
And our sources today reveal some pretty big moves, like Amazon, you know, they're even dipping their toes into healthcare now.
Wow.
And a bank charter acquisition that's sending ripples through the financial world.
It's not just about what they're doing, though.
Right.
It's about why.
Yeah.
We are seeing, like, all these huge trends, AI, the shift to digital, everything, even cryptocurrency, all, like, swirling together to kind of reshape the economy.
Okay.
And we're only just beginning to understand how.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So let's start with Amazon.
Sure.
I mean, you've probably ordered something from them this week.
Right, probably.
But this market analysis shows they're not just about, you know, adding more things to your cart.
Yep.
They are diversifying.
In some pretty interesting ways.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already, like, changing the entire game of how we shop.
Right.
With innovations like Amazon Fresh, same-day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're holding the reins, you know,
yeah,
of the cloud computing kingdom.
Yeah.
With Amazon Web Services.
AWS.
AWS.
It's like they're building an empire on multiple foundations.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so resilient. They're not putting all their eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if one area takes a hit, they've got others to fall back on.
But this move into healthcare.
Yes.
With the One Medical acquisition.
Right.
That really surprised me.
I think it surprised a lot of people.
Go strategy.
So this is actually part of a bigger trend.
Okay.
Tech giants are realizing the potential of healthcare.
Uh-huh.
Imagine all that data.
Oh, yeah.
That they can leverage.
Yeah.
The possibilities for, like, AI-driven diagnoses,
mm-hmm.
personalized medicine even.
Uh-huh.
Amazon is basically betting that they can use their tech know-how
yeah.
to shake up the whole healthcare system.
So while we're waiting for our drone deliveries, we might be getting our checkups from Amazon, too.
It's a wild thought.
That's a wild thought.
It is.
Okay. So we've got next day deliveries, maybe even doctor's appointments from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's talk about SoFi.
Okay.
They're aiming to be your financial command center.
Yeah.
Loans, investments, banking.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
And they just made a power play.
Oh, they did.
By snagging a national bank charter through their acquisition of Golden Pacific Bancorp.
It was a big move.
Okay. Bank charter.
Okay.
Break that down for me. Why is that such a big deal?
So with a bank charter, SoFi can now accept deposits.
Okay.
Offer a full range of banking services.
Mm-hmm.
Just like those big traditional banks you see on, like, every corner.
Right.
It puts them in direct competition. Vying for your money.
Yeah.
And your loyalty.
So they're not just helping you manage your finances. They want to be the place where you park your money.
That's right.
That's ambitious.
It is ambitious. Yeah. And it's a prime example of how fintech is shaking things up in the financial world.
Mm-hmm.
SoFi and companies like them are using technology to make financial services more accessible, more user-friendly, and often more affordable.
Yeah.
And they're specifically targeting millennials and Gen Z.
Right.
Who are digital natives.
Yeah.
And much less likely to, like, step foot in a traditional bank.
That makes sense. Those demographics are becoming a huge part of the market.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones with the money to manage, to invest, to borrow.
Absolutely.
Okay. So FinFi is trying to be the financial platform of the future, but they're not alone.
No, not at all. They're facing off against, you know, those established financial institutions.
Right.
And a whole wave of other fintech startups.
Wow.
It's a crowded arena. And everyone is vying for a piece of the pie.
So the financial world is getting a major makeover. Got it. Now let's switch gears to a company you might not be as familiar with.
Okay.
Marathon Digital.
Marathon Digital.
This one's all about Bitcoin mining.
Bitcoin mining. Think of it as the digital equivalent of a gold rush.
Oh, okay.
Miners use massive computing power to solve complex mathematical problems.
Wow.
And the reward for their efforts is Bitcoin.
Okay.
But it's a resource-intensive process.
I bet.
And it's directly tied to the roller coaster ride that is the cryptocurrency market.
So when Bitcoin's value goes up, Marathon Digital is celebrating.
Yeah.
And when it crashes, they're...
Not so happy.
Not so happy.
Exactly. Their success is directly tied to Bitcoin's price swings.
Yeah.
But Marathon's in it for the long haul.
Okay.
They're working to become one of North America's largest and most efficient mining operations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it with an emphasis on sustainability.
Sustainable Bitcoin mining. Isn't that a bit of an oxymoron?
That's a question a lot of people are asking.
Oh, yeah.
Bitcoin mining has been criticized for its huge energy consumption.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. It's a valid environmental concern. But Marathon is investing heavily in renewable energy sources
for their
operations.
Interesting.
They understand if they want to be a major player, they have to address the environmental impact.
It seems like every industry is grappling with how to be more sustainable these days.
It's becoming a major factor.
Yeah.
Not just from, like, an ethical standpoint,
but
also from an investment angle.
Uh-huh.
Investors are increasingly interested in companies that are committed to ESG principles.
Right.
Which stands for environmental, social, and governance.
Got it.
And Marathon's focus on sustainable mining practices could make them more attractive to those investors.
All right. Last but not least, we have C3.ai.
C3.ai.
These folks are diving headfirst into the world of artificial intelligence.
That's right.
And they're doing it in a way that even I can understand. And believe me, I'm no tech wizard.
They provide AI software solutions for businesses.
Yeah.
But what's particularly intriguing is their C3 AI Ex Machina platform.
Okay.
This is AI democratized.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be a coding genius to develop AI solutions with this.
Wow.
That's pretty groundbreaking.
It's like they're saying, hey, AI isn't just for the tech elite.
Right.
Anyone can harness its power.
Exactly. They're tapping into the fact that AI is in high demand across all sorts of industries.
Yeah.
But not every company has a team of data scientists on hand.
Right.
C3.ai is making AI tools more user-friendly.
Okay.
Easier to implement.
Mm-hmm.
And their model-driven architecture allows for fast development and deployment.
Okay.
Which gives them a competitive edge.
Right.
In a market that's getting more crowded by the day. With both tech giants and smaller AI startups all vying for attention.
So C3.ai is like the Robin Hood of AI, taking it from the tech giants and giving it to the masses.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
They're lowering the barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Which could lead to even more innovation and wider adoption of AI across various sectors.
This deep dive is a whirlwind tour of the tech and finance landscape.
It is.
Amazon branching out.
Mm-hmm.
SoFi challenging the banks. Marathon Digital riding the Bitcoin wave.
Yeah.
And C3.ai making AI accessible to everyone.
It's pretty remarkable.
They're all pushing boundaries and shaping the future of their industries. But what does all this mean for the average person?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How will these trends impact your life?
Yeah.
That's the million-dollar question. And it's one that everyone needs to be thinking about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not just watching these changes happen.
Right.
You're a part of them.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying we're not just passengers on this tech train.
Exactly. Your demand for convenience.
Yeah.
Your desire for more control over your finances, your growing concern for the environment. All these things are driving these trends.
Okay. So it's not just about understanding what these companies are doing. It's about understanding our role in this whole evolution.
Right.
But there's so much happening.
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
It starts with awareness,
okay,
with understanding these trends and asking those tough questions.
Mm.
By digging beneath the surface, you become a more informed decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to support companies that align with your values.
Right.
Advocate for policies that protect your interests and educate yourself about the potential risks and rewards of emerging technologies.
So knowledge is power when it comes to navigating this whole tech and finance revolution.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
We're taking a deep dive, exploring these trends, and hopefully sparking some critical thinking along the way.
So for everyone listening out there, don't just let this information wash over you.
Right.
Think about how these trends could impact your life, your work, your community.
Mm-hmm.
Because the future isn't something that just happens to us.
Right.
It's something we actively create.
I couldn't agree more. And here's a final thought.
Okay.
We focused on the big names, the companies making headlines.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those smaller startups, those hidden gems working behind the scenes?
Yeah.
They often hold the key to the next big disruption.
Sometimes the most groundbreaking ideas come from the most unexpected places.
That's right. So stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to challenge the status quo. Mm. The world of tech and finance is constantly evolving, and change is the only constant.
All right, that wraps up part one of our deep dive.
But the conversation doesn't end here. I encourage you to continue exploring these topics, do your own research, and think critically about the role of technology in your own life. Because the future is being shaped right now, and we all have a part to play. We've talked about how these companies are, you know, really trying to position themselves for the future. But let's kind of zoom in on what their moves could actually mean for you.
Yeah.
You know, the average person.
Okay, yeah, let's break it down. Let's say I'm ordering groceries, right? On Amazon Fresh one day, managing my investments on SoFi the next, and then I'm reading about Bitcoin's latest surge.
Right.
How are all these things connected, like in the bigger picture?
Well, think about it this way. They're all tapping into this increasing desire for convenience and control.
Okay.
Amazon's making it easier to get what you need when you need it.
Yeah.
SoFi is giving you the tools to manage your money on your own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And even Marathon Digital, in a way, is tapping into this idea of taking control of your finances.
Right.
Albeit through a very different.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, somewhat risky avenue.
Risky, yeah. So it's like these companies are responding to these like underlying shifts in how we live, how we work, how we manage our money.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about convenience. It's about personalization, too.
Oh.
These companies are using data, using technology to tailor their services to your specific needs, mm-hmm. your preferences. They're learning what you like, what you need, what you're likely to do next.
Okay. That's a little Big Brother-ish, isn't it? I mean, it's cool to get personalized recommendations and stuff.
Yeah.
But where's the line between like helpful and creepy?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's one we all need to be asking ourselves. As these companies gather more data about our habits, our preferences, even our health information in some cases, we have to think critically about what we're comfortable sharing.
Right.
And how that information might be used.
So it's not just about passively enjoying the convenience, right?
Yeah.
It's about being aware of the trade-offs.
Exactly. And it's about demanding transparency from these companies.
Yeah.
We need to know what data they're collecting, how they're using it, what measures they're taking to protect our privacy.
It feels like a constant, like, balancing act.
Yeah.
Embracing the benefits of technology, but then also safeguarding, like, our privacy and our autonomy.
It is a balancing act.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that needs to be happening at all levels.
Yeah.
From individual users all the way up to policymakers and regulators.
So as we navigate this increasingly digital world, we can't just blindly accept the convenience and personalization these companies offer.
Right.
We need to engage. We need to ask questions. And we need to demand accountability.
Absolutely. It's about being an informed consumer,
mm-hmm.
a critical thinker, and an active participant in shaping the future of technology.
Right.
Remember, these companies are responding to what they perceive as our needs and desires.
Right.
If we want to see a different future,
yeah.
one where technology serves us in a way that aligns with our values, we need to make our voices heard.
All right. So we've explored Amazon's expansion, SoFi's disruption, Marathon Digital's gamble on Bitcoin, and C3.ai's efforts to democratize AI. What's like the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
Here's the thing. The future isn't predetermined.
Yeah.
It's being shaped right now. And we all have a role to play.
I love that. It's empowering.
It is.
But with so much happening, how do we even wrap our heads around it all?
It starts with curiosity,
oh.
that spark of wanting to understand what's going on, how it might affect you, what choices you can make to navigate this landscape. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your own research, and challenge assumptions.
So if we want to make sense of this, like tech and finance revolution, we have to be active participants.
Yes.
Not just passive observers. But how do we stay ahead of the curve?
One thing you can do is pay attention to the emerging trends. What are the new technologies, the innovative business models, the shifting consumer behaviors that are shaping the future?
Okay, yeah.
For example, we talked about AI.
Right.
But what about the metaverse? Blockchain technology,
mm.
quantum computing.
Right, right.
These are all areas that could have a profound impact on our lives in the years to come.
It can feel overwhelming to like keep up with all the new developments.
I know, you know.
But you're right. It's about staying curious and staying engaged. So where do you suggest we go from here? How can our listeners keep learning and keep exploring these topics?
Well, there are a ton of resources out there. Industry publications, podcasts, like this one, of course.
Yeah.
Online courses, even just, you know, engaging in conversations with people who are passionate about these topics.
Right. It's about tapping into that network of knowledge and sharing mm-hmm. insights with each other.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of your own experiences, your own observations.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to how technology is changing your own life, your workplace, your community.
So it's not just about reading the headlines, it's about being present and aware of how technology is playing out all around us.
Precisely. And as you observe these changes, ask yourself, what are the implications? What are the potential benefits, the drawbacks?
Mm-hmm.
How might these technologies be used for good or for ill?
These are big questions, and they don't have easy answers.
They don't.
But you're right. It's about starting that conversation, engaging in that critical thinking.
And remember, this isn't just about technology for technology's sake. It's about how technology is shaping our society, our economy, our future.
It's about understanding the forces that are shaping our world and taking an active role in guiding them towards a future that we want to live in.
Okay, so we've talked about staying curious, informed, and engaged. What's one final piece of advice you'd give to our listeners?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Oh.
Try out new technologies, explore different platforms, and see how they fit into your life. You might be surprised at what you discover.
So embrace the learning curve, the trial and error, the occasional tech fail. It's all part of the process.
Exactly. The more you experiment, the more comfortable you'll become with navigating this ever-changing landscape. And who knows, you might even stumble upon the next big thing.
All right. That's a great note to end on. Be bold, be curious, and embrace the adventure of exploring the world of tech and finance. But before we wrap up part two of our deep dive, I want to circle back something you mentioned earlier, the metaverse. You said it's one of those emerging trends we should be paying attention to. Absolutely. The metaverse is this idea of a persistent, immersive, and interconnected digital world. Think of it as like the next evolution of the internet.
Okay.
Where we can interact with each other, experience things, and even conduct business in virtual environments.
It sounds like something straight out of science fiction. But I am hearing more and more about it these days. What's driving all the hype?
Well, there are a few things converging. First, you've got the advancements in virtual reality.
VR.
And augmented reality.
AR technologies.
Which are making these immersive experiences more accessible, more realistic. Then you have the rise of blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies.
Right.
Which are creating new ways to own and monetize digital assets within these virtual worlds.
Okay. So it's not just about strapping on a VR headset and playing games.
Right.
There's a whole economic and social dimension to the metaverse.
Exactly. People are buying and selling virtual real estate, creating and trading digital art and collectibles, even attending virtual concerts and conferences.
So it's like a whole new economy is emerging within these virtual worlds.
That's right. And it's attracting a lot of investment from both tech giants and venture capitalists.
Yeah.
Companies like Meta.
Formerly Facebook.
Microsoft. NVIDIA. They're all making big bets on the metaverse.
Okay, so the metaverse is this immersive digital world powered by VR and AR with a whole new economy built on blockchain and crypto. But what does it actually mean for me? How will it impact my life?
Well, that's the big question, and it's still early days.
Right.
But imagine a world where you can attend a virtual meeting with colleagues from around the world, feeling like you're actually in the same room. Or imagine taking a virtual tour of a museum on the other side of the planet, experiencing the art and artifacts as if you were there in person.
So it's about breaking down physical barriers and creating new ways to connect and experience things.
Exactly. And it has the potential to revolutionize education, healthcare, entertainment, even how we work.
It sounds incredibly exciting, but I also have to admit, it's a little bit daunting. How do we even begin to prepare for this metaverse future?
Well, the first step is simply to be aware of it.
Okay.
To understand the basic concepts and to start exploring some of the platforms and experiences that are already emerging.
So dip our toes into the virtual waters, so to speak.
Exactly. And as you do, think critically about the implications.
Yeah.
How will the metaverse impact our sense of identity, our relationships, our privacy? What are the potential risks, the rewards?
It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift, and it's both exhilarating and a little bit unsettling.
That's a great way to put it. The metaverse is full of potential.
Yeah.
But it also comes with its own set of challenges and uncertainties.
Yeah.
It's up to us to shape its development in a way that benefits humanity.
So as we wrap up part two of our deep dive, we leave our listeners with this thought. The metaverse is coming, whether we're ready for it or not.
But by staying informed, engaged, and curious, we can help ensure that it evolves in a way that serves us.
Rather than the other way around.
Right.
Yeah, it is mind-blowing to think that we might be on the verge of interacting with the world in a completely different way.
It really is a huge shift.
Yeah.
But even with the metaverse looming on the horizon, you know, remember those other companies we talked about?
Right.
Amazon, SoFi, Marathon Digital, C3.ai.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pushing the boundaries in their own ways too.
You're right. It's like this convergence of technology and innovation is happening all around us. It can feel like a little overwhelming to keep up with, honestly, but it's also incredibly exciting.
It's definitely a time of rapid transformation. But the key takeaway here is that you, as an individual, have the power to shape how these technologies impact your life.
Okay, yeah.
You're not just along for the ride.
So how do we take the wheel, so to speak? What
Right.
can we do to be active participants in this tech-driven future?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed.
Okay.
Keep learning about these emerging technologies and the potential implications. Don't just rely on headlines. Dig deeper, read articles, listen to podcasts, engage in discussions with people who are, knowledgeable about these topics.
It's about cultivating that intellectual curiosity and seeking out different perspectives.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Cool.
Try out new technologies, explore different platforms, and see how they fit into your life.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
So embrace the learning curve, even if it means like encountering a few glitches along the way.
Absolutely. The more you experiment, the more comfortable you'll become with navigating this ever-changing landscape.
Okay.
You know?
All right, that's empowering. But I think a lot of people feel like these tech advancements are happening to them,
I agree.
not for them.
Yeah.
How do we shift that mindset?
That's a great point. I think it's about recognizing that technology is a tool.
Okay.
It's not inherently good or bad. It's how we use it that matters.
So we need to be intentional about how we integrate technology into our lives rather than letting it dictate our choices.
Exactly. And we need to be mindful of the potential consequences,
Right.
both positive and negative.
Yeah.
Technology can be incredibly empowering, but it can also be used in ways that are harmful or exploitative.
So it's about finding that balance,
Yes.
embracing the potential benefits, but also mitigating the risks.
That's the key. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to engage in critical thinking, and to advocate for responsible development and use of technology.
It feels like we're at a crossroads. The decisions we make today will have a ripple effect for like generations to come.
We are at a pivotal moment, but I'm optimistic. I believe that if we approach technology with a sense of curiosity, responsibility, and a commitment to human well-being, we can create a future where technology truly serves us.
All right. On that note of cautious optimism, it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of tech and finance. But this isn't the end of the conversation.
Not at all. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions. The future is being shaped right now, and your voice matters.
That's a great reminder. So, to all our listeners out there, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. This is your future too.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.